fucking brilliant.
Dear listener, chastity devices for everyone. Tonight on Fappo, the show that faps on Fappo. And tonight, oh wait, no, I forgot. Dear listener,
it's gonna move on.
It's traps and
we traipsing
through the tulip gardens. Anyway, we were supposed to be talking about stuff on purpose. So stop dicking around with your fucking science project. Because we got shit to do.
Right. Bomba, the Jungle Boy. That's not racist.
Some things don't age well. Like all those white savior in the jungle movies. And it's like, oh boy. Oh, no, no. Get off the screen. Get off the screen. One of the things that pissed me off about those movies. Tarzan was supposed to be, like, over time, he became a very erudite, well-spoken individual. The Tarzan movies that Johnny Weissmuller did, the first one was such a big hit.
Me live in jungle, me Tarzan, you Jane.
That just became Tarzan. Tarzan could not evolve in the movies after that. He was always just this big, dumb brute. And it just drives me nuts because that's just the cliche of Tarzan now. Nobody gives a shit.
Tarzan talks like a fucking idiot.
And this motherfucker is Lord Greystoke. He was actually an English lord. He was a very, very intelligent human being. Thanks, Johnny Weissmuller. Tarzan spoke gorilla. He spoke elephant, leopard, chimp. This motherfucker spoke like a dozen animal languages. He could talk to the animals like Dr. Doolittle. First time you ever saw people, you tried to shoot him. This motherfucker is having long conversations with gorillas. They're best friends. So shut the fuck up, okay? Do you speak gorilla? I don't think you do. I take it personally. I'm a big Tarzan fan. It's you know, it really is not a good thing to be a Tarzan fan these days because really, I'll admit it. First off, it's problematic as shit. Every iteration of Tarzan was problematic, simply because it is a white savior story in its essence. That's what it is. That in and of itself is a fucking problem. Okay, that's a problem. He had a good heart and wanted to help people, but he wanted to be left alone. And these motherfuckers wouldn't leave him alone. He had weird adventures later. He fought giant, like, ant monsters, went to the center of the earth. Edgar Rice Burroughs just kind of went weird as he got older, but they were pretty grounded at first. It's funny, they made a movie not too long ago called The Legend of Tarzan, starring Alexander Skarsgård, where Tarzan goes back to the jungle. He's been away, and he goes back to the jungle and tries to relearn how to be himself again. It actually is a commentary on the Tarzan character, and it's actually a decent movie for what it is. It's surprisingly, but nobody saw it. Nobody gave a shit. You know why? Because it's Tarzan. Who fucking cares? Who's going to give a shit about Tarzan in any context anymore unless they're going to say, Tarzan's racist. That's it. That's all you know. I'm sorry, but sometimes you're just right. So, I mean, it's one of those things you have to reckon with if you mention Tarzan. You can't just brush that off.
Right.
Or we can just not worry about Tarzan anymore because that's ancient shit and just leave it in the past. That's what we should do. We don't need to reinvent Tarzan for the 21st century. They tried. No one gave a fuck. Anyway, welcome back to the show that talks about stuff on purpose. Not Tarzan. We're never going to talk about Tarzan on this show.
Maybe just did.
We're not going to have a 19-minute preamble about fucking Tarzan on the new music showcase. It's not going
to
happen.
Dear listeners and ghouls alike, welcome to Trapo this evening.
I'm Justin, and you're Kai. Today we're going to talk about some bullshit. Today it's time for the new music showcase.
New music showcase.
That's right, we're back. The new music showcase is a train that will not be derailed. I'm Dustin, by the way.
I'm Kai.
On this week's new music showcase, today we're going to be discussing the little album called, I think it's Coquillage. I want to say Coquillage, but I think it's Coquillage because I looked it up. I think Coquillage is a misspelling of the actual French term coquillage, which means seashell. So I think this is because the artist Poe or Paulina Bedarida splits her time between Paris and Uganda. It's a play on words. I think the album is called Coquillage. We're talking about an album that was released very recently by an artist named Poe.
Performing name.
Their performing name. Their real name is Pauline Bedarida, and the album is called Coquillage. I don't know what the fuck you call it. What do you, it's music, it's, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm fascinated by it, but I'm interested. So I look up, I try to find stuff. I don't know what's going on. All these different people in these different parts of the world are making music their own way with their own influences, their own cultural influences. What does that sound like? Let's fucking find out. Because it's not just, you know, white people aren't the only ones making music, apparently. I didn't know that, by the way. I was like, really? Shit. Talk making margaritas with Benarita. We're talking about, we're talking about Poe, aka Pauline Benarita. She loves gardening.
I like to garden. I don't like to fuck in the garden.
I like to f*** the gardens.
I have seen you f*** the garden.
That girl made some zucchinis, and I'm like, hey, can I f*** my dick in that zucchini? I'm going to cut all that out. I'm going to cut all this out. Cut this whole fucking episode out. I'm fucked up. Anyway, Pauline Benarita, she was born in Ghana, but she splits her time between Uganda and France. She loves to garden. She is a member of an electronic pop duo called Poco Poco, alongside the Congolese producer named Ray Sepiens. Coquillage is her solo debut. I was fascinated listening to this music because it was created almost entirely by digitally manipulating, kind of destroying and re-rendering Pauline Benarita's own voice. There are other elements at play, but most of what you hear is, in fact, Benarita's voice. I find that very fascinating.
More than just someone saying words. Or beatboxing. You can speed up and slow down a human voice to make it sound like all sorts of crazy things that you would not expect. And they definitely do that in this album. Very it's what it is.
Do you know what Nyege Nyege is?
No.
It is a musical collective created in Uganda that promotes outsider music, primarily electronic music. I think Nyege Nyege roughly translates to a feeling that you don't want to stop dancing. It's basically like this uncontrollable urge to dance. But Nyege Nyege is a term coined by two gentlemen named Arian Desizian and Derek Debru. In 2013, these two came together to create this collective called Nyege Nyege. They've done a lot to actually bring strange, heretofore unknown African artist into the limelight. They actually have a festival called the Nyege Nyege Festival that started in 2015. Huge thing, and it's only gotten bigger every year. Poe has performed at several of these festivals. She's a big part of the Nyege Nyege movement. She's performed all over the world. She's done a lot of traveling. She's discovered a lot of musical influences, and she's bringing all of that into her solo music. Now, she's a DJ too, and a lot of people who are familiar with her work as a DJ have listened to Coquillage, and they've been kind of dumbstruck because her DJ work is very uplifting. It's all about dancing. It's about having a good time. Whereas Coquillage has very sinister undertones.
Definitely.
There is a deep darkness within this album, which I think is just fascinating. And I actually have a quote, a direct quote from Pauline Benarita regarding the music of Coquillage, which I don't know if, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this makes any sense. English is not her first language. This is how she describes Coquillage. She likens it to fishing into a worldwide mycorrhizal electrical network of sounds crawling in the collective consciousness and fructifying in my mouth as heavily twisted out of shape yet somewhat audible edibles. I don't know what that means. I think it makes sense.
I like audible edibles.
Edibles. Somewhat audible edibles.
Somewhat. I'll take it.
I think the music of Coquillage is interesting. It takes great inspiration from the West African pop music scene. There's a lot more going on here because she's lived a multicultural life. She's been exposed to a lot, and all these influences she's channeled into the music of Coquillage. I think it's a new kind of musical experience. It is reminiscent of other things that you and I may have heard, but I think it's also doing its own thing, and I think it's doing its own thing very well.
There's definitely some similarities, but not in the way it sounds necessarily, more in like the weird styles of something like Jupiter's Purse or something, just because it's kind of weird and sinister. There's a lot of weird experimental noise, and you don't know what the fuck it is making that noise, and it doesn't really matter.
I think what she's doing with this music is reinterpreting the world around her, taking all this weird shit she's exposed to, kind of funnels it all through her own perspective, and she's transforming it into something new. It's beautiful, but it's sinister. And it's disturbing and it's weird. It's like a ghost almost. It's because it haunts you. It's like a fucking ghost hanging out in your brain. It doesn't say boo. It's not that kind of ghost. It's not a jump scare ghost. It's just a ghost that kind of sits there and reminds you you're going to die soon. Just its mere presence is a reminder of death, and that's enough. But there's this great 4-song run from Pleasing You to Gallivanting, which I think is just brilliant. The songs don't all sound the same. Pleasing You and Fuck Jungle work together extremely well. She has this vocal sample that repeats again and again, and it actually sounds kind of like an alarm, like a klaxon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she intones this phrase. She says, "Don't start fucking with my brain. I might like it."
Don't start fucking with my brain. Don't start fucking with my brains. I might like it. Don't start fucking with my brains. I might like it.
Yeah,
and that line.
And then it just Fuck Jungle ups the ante. There's a new vocal sample that continues, and it gets more insistent. And then you hear these additional vocalizations just layering onto it. Then everything slows down. You hear this distorted voice piping in from another fucking dimension. It sounds like a warning from like a parallel universe.
Yeah. Something that you would hear in your head, but everyone else heard it too.
Yeah. I think Nuit Blanche sounds like driving music. I don't know what you call it. Like, there's nothing good happening on the streets of this town. And you're glad that you're looking at it from the other side of a window because it almost feels like a TV show. But if you roll down that window, holy shit, it's real. But you're not going to roll down that window. You're not going to stop. Then Gallivanting comes along and you hear that sound. I tried to place it. I thought maybe it sounded wet, like dripping water or blood. But then I kept listening to it because it kept coming. Are they insects? It kind of sounds like insects, like a swarm of insects chewing. It's so goddamn weird. It's like something sounds like it's being consumed. And it's very off-putting, yeah. And it gives me fucking goosebumps. It's very bizarre. And then the shout comes through. It just cuts through like a knife. And it echoes and reverberates. And the whole complexion of the song changes when that shout comes through. And now it's a completely different thing. There's rage and aggression. I wrote down the term transcendentally bleak for Gallivanting. And I was thinking, you know what? Yeah, that's...
It does not leave you with a lot of hope.
But I also wrote down the term murder music. So I'm like, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's good for somebody. The murderer.
That's why I use the term transcendentally bleak. Get to the other side and you can see the light, even if the light is the light of a dying sun. It's not all bad, Kai, because there's one song in here that I think is genuinely hopeful and beautiful and wonderful, and that's Over the Clouds. It doesn't come late enough in the album. If she programmed it right in the middle, I think it might have worked better because it would have felt like a reprieve of sorts from all the darkness. Yeah. Instead, it comes pretty early. It feels like an oasis. There's this very almost fragile beauty, peaceful psychedelia, maybe. It's like a trip, but it's a good trip. Unrelenting darkness at times. Smiles and sunshine. No, we don't need it. I just appreciate it when it shows up.
Yeah.
That's all.
This is that one part in like a sad movie where they pretend like everything's going to be okay one last time because you know the end is right around the corner.
Kind of reminds me of this one moment in the movie Drive. Ryan Gosling's character has a thing for his neighbor, played by Carey Mulligan. He's in the elevator with her and someone else, and he knows that in a moment something terrible is going to happen, and he's going to have to regress into a very violent state, and nothing will ever be the same again. But he takes this one moment, and in this one moment, he feels like an old school Hollywood hero. He grabs the girl, gives her a kiss, and everything's wonderful. Perfect little happy moment. Seconds later, he's a fucking murder machine, and she watches him do horrible things, and she knows at this point he's just a monster. He's not a good person. But he has this one moment where he can pretend to be a real boy, and then he knows that in order to save her life, he has to just be a monster. And he'll take that to his grave, that one happy moment, the one fucking happy moment in his entire life before he had to reveal his true nature to the woman that he actually gave a shit about. Great moment. That's what Over the Clouds is. I'm going to cut that part out. Doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, dear listener, we just talked about the recent release from Poe Coquillage. But yeah, we just talked about it. We had a little conversation, a little back and forth. Now it's time for the back to go. No, that's right. Put the back in your fourth. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fuck Jungle. What a great title. Fuck Jungle.
Yeah, Fuck Jungle's pretty good.
Sounds like a descent into the ninth circle of hell, but I love it. Fuck Jungle. Dear listener, thank you so much for listening to our weird-ass conversation. That is the end of this show, but it's not the end of the conversation. You know why? Because guess what? There's a post, Kai. A post on the official Trapo blog right now, waiting for these motherfuckers to visit it. And if they do visit it, it's in the show notes in the description right now.
You click in the show notes and there's...
Click it in the show notes and it'll take you to the post. And on that post, you'll find a poll. And on that poll, there will be two options. Yes and no. And what's the question you may be asking? I'm glad you're asking because you should know the question. Does 2023's Coquillage by Poe belong in the Trapo Essentials canon? Well, guess what? We don't answer that question, friends.
Not this time.
It's up to you. You go to that poll. You click yes or no. You vote with your heart. Do you think this weird music belongs in the canon? If so, you click yes. If not, then just don't click anything. Just go away.
Or
I might put two yes options.
Yes. Yeah, some of them might have yes or yes. And both
we don't know.
And this might be another one of them. I don't know. It's pretty fucking interesting.
Dear listener, you get to decide whether or not Coquillage makes it into the canon. It's up to you. Vote in the poll. Well, listen to the music first, obviously. There will be links in the show notes and on the blog post for you to actually listen to Coquillage. And then vote. And then vote with your heart. Tell us what you think. And while you're there, leave a comment. Give us detailed descriptions of what you think about Coquillage, what you think about the Niege Niege musical collective, or just tell us what you think about seashells. Just in general, we don't care. You got a blog, go to the blog and join the conversation.
You could send us an email if you really, really have some shit to say, or if you have nothing to say and you just want to say hi, send us an email, traposhow@gmail.com.
Dear listener, we hope you enjoyed listening to this new music showcase. Vote, comment, email, and then get the fuck off the internet. Must-see TV is back.
Yeah, Must-see TV is back again. People watching football and see ads for that and be like, oh my god, honey, what year is it? Thought they just said there was an ad for fucking Night Court and new episodes of Quantum Leap.
Something is wrong.
No one had anything better.